This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 7 after the hour, time for the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. Once again, we're together with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to introduce Michael into the fold, into the discussion. This discussion is created basically by him and his staff who put together the story list, the people list every week. And so, Michael, it would be, as usual, a good place for us to start by going through that list, some interesting new names and new things to talk about this week. So let's have at it.
Right, interesting new names and interesting old names as well. We have at number 10, the SCOTUS ethics code. Supreme Court is starting to have to catch up with its own conduct. At number 9, Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, an investigation. At number 8, the economy tied with federal policy. At number 7, the U.S. migrant crisis. At number 6, the 2024 presidential race. At number 5, the Trump legal battles. At number 4, stopgap funding bill. At number 3, the Biden-Xi meeting. At number 2, the protests and anti-Semitism in America. And number 1, the Israel-Hamas war. The people on the survey, at number 10, Hunter Biden. At number 9, the aforementioned Eric Adams. At number 8, Tim Scott and Nikki Haley. At number 7, Kevin McCarthy and Matt Gaetz. At number 6, Elon Musk. At number 5, Donald Trump and Arthur Engoron. At number 4, Mike Johnson. At number 3, Xi Jinping. At number 2, Benjamin Netanyahu. And number 1, Joe Biden. And there you go, our pre-Thanksgiving weekend survey.
All right, so let's go right to number 1. This is the issue that's taking all the oxygen out of the room, out of the air, out of the country, out of the world. There are all kinds of things that are related to this. Makes it a fascinating conversation because there are so many different angles. I noted and talked about this on the Good Day program, how the evacuation was going, what is going on with the people who are still in Gaza trying to get out. The war escalates from day to day. There are all kinds of stories of, you know, you look at the people recalling some of the experiences they're having. I find it appalling from my own perspective in being, I suppose, an opinionator, if there's such a word as an opinionator.
You're an opinionist.
I'm an opinionist, yes, right. I remember when George Bush said, "I'm the decider." Well, I'm the opinionist. There are a lot of us on the radio. My opinion, based on my own experience and my gut, tells me that we have a liberal twist to many of the stories that are coming out of this area that are causing people to do things that if they had the right information, they might not do it. And now you could say to me, well, how are you the arbiter of what the right information is? And I suppose that's a good question.
I'm glad I both
have experience. Yep. Well, go ahead. Ask it.
Are you the arbiter of what information comes out of this area?
Gee, I'm glad you asked that question, Michael. I have strong connections to Israel. I have been there a number of times. I get, and also there's a certain relativity to the human condition. We find ourselves, for whatever the reason, we don't like this person because he has this religious background. We don't like him because of the color of his skin. We don't like him because of how much money he has. We don't like him because he's too tall. We have all of this nonsense that we use to separate ourselves instead of unify ourselves. And so this is a perfect example of us not being able to deal with something that ought to be simple to deal with. And maybe I'm being too simplistic, but that's kind of the way I look at it. So, Michael?
Well, I mean, what you're saying is it should be simple to deal with, but it's not simple to deal with. No. People don't like each other. That's why we're not unified. We don't like each other. We don't like our neighbors. We don't like, you know.
But why? Why don't we like each other? Why can't we all just get along?
Because basically human beings are obnoxious.
Aren't they, though?
I mean, you know, let's break it down. Let's break it down to its basic elements. Human beings are obnoxious, and we're also in each other's faces. We all have very strong feelings of how we should conduct ourselves.
I'm going to elaborate on what you're saying by giving you an example of how this particular circumstances, the group of circumstances that present themselves in the Middle East, have caused widespread chaos, and things happened that probably would never have happened before. This Jewish man who was at a protest in California over the war gets killed. And why did he get killed? Because he got into a fight with somebody who didn't agree with him over the ongoing war. Right. And so this is Ventura County, just north a little bit of Los Angeles. Guy was arrested in Moore Park, charged with manslaughter for his role in the death of a guy named Paul Kessler. And so this guy was an Arab. His name was Loe Al-Naji. I don't know how to pronounce his name. So he's in detention being held on $1 million bail because he beat the hell out of this guy because he didn't agree with his position. There you go.
Well, that's what happens. It starts, you know, behind closed doors with the brokers of power, the people that run governments, the people that influence the running of governments. And then it spreads to the streets, and individuals take on the mantle of the world's problems and fight with each other. Strangers who have nothing in common and beef with each other personally take on the headlines and take it so seriously. Not that they shouldn't. Yeah. But they do.
Well,
that they
how does it
kill
directly
somebody.
Impact their lives?
Yeah.
And ruin your life. Your life is over. This guy's life is over who killed the other guy. So not only one guy got killed, the other guy's going to jail for the rest of his life.
They're both casualties of war.
Yeah.
And, here you and I are sitting here talking about something that has been the age-old problem of humanity. That's why I gave you a fast, you know, quip. You know, human beings are obnoxious, or we are social animals who care about our species so much that we're in each other's faces and complain and get angry at each other's conduct. You know, you're not conducting yourself properly. You're not dressing properly. You're not thinking properly. I don't like the color of your house because it doesn't fit within the neighborhood. There's all kinds of things that create problems between people. And we have our heads up each other's, you know, what's.
up each other's skirt, yes. Yeah.
And that's the problem. We don't know how to mind our own business. We don't know how to stay out of trouble. Mm. And that's not to say we should hide, that we should be cowardly.
But, no,
there's a fine line between aggression and cowardice.
Yeah. So the Boston newspapers today are filled with a story of the demonstration that took place here yesterday, blocking the Boston University Bridge during rush hour. Traffic was stopped, literally stopped, for over 2 hours. Nobody going in either direction could go an inch because of 100 students who were out in the middle of the road, Commonwealth Avenue, in the bridge that connects from Commonwealth Avenue over to Cambridge to the Parkway. It was blocked for 2 hours protesting the Israelis' offensive in Gaza. And so, you know, is there a protest here protesting the Hamas invasion of Israel? Where is that protest? And then, of course, Senator Warren.
That protest is in the form of Israel beating the daylights out of Hamas and Gaza.
Well, Hamas started it. Right. And they started it all the time.
Yeah,
the Israelis never
started
stuff.
Of course they started it.
So here's Senator Warren, who's one of the biggest grandstanders in politics today, who's out there on the bridge. So she should be arrested with the other 100 people who are out there stopping traffic for 2 hours because the Israelis government action is inappropriate. She supported this. And so, what, you know, what does that tell you about leadership? And what, you know, there are a lot of people, I don't know what the Boston Jewish community is. I'm seeing that in the article, the relation to the reference to the Boston Jewish community, whatever the heck that means. It is incrementally idiotic for these sorts of things to take place on a college campus or near a college. This is right where BU is. These people think they're going to change what's going on.
Well, yeah, do you think anybody in the traffic jam that's has been ruined and his tension has risen, that they're going to say, well, okay, I'm going to change my political view, or I'm going to change my religion?
Ridiculous.
No, it's BS. And I've never been a fan of college students making their political protests and all of that stuff more important than getting an education, keeping your head low and minding your own business, and being humble and shutting up.
Yep. All right. Food for thought as we continue. A lot of stories to talk about, lots of info and serious stuff, serious business this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison acknowledging Thanksgiving, the weekend before Thanksgiving, and people thinking about weight loss already, because they know, you know, you're going to eat and eat and eat this week. You're going to eat and eat and eat during the party time. You're going to eat and eat at Christmas. You're going to eat and eat for New Year's. So what does that do for your body mass index, your BMI? For most people, it pushes it up a point or two. So if you're thinking right now, I don't want that, go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin. Support the weight loss program that does the job the natural way. Help yourself to support, you know, you're going to lose the weight, keep it off. This is the way to do it. Calitrin, check it all out. Find it, like the town crier used to say, hear ye, find out all about it at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller at the Calitrin headquarters. I've seen some things on the toploss.com website indicating that some people lost like 90 pounds.
You know, you have to start somewhere. So, you know, those people that have lost 90 pounds, it took a year or even more to get to that point. With Calitrin, you know, it's not going to be anything extreme. It's not going to be overnight results with weight loss. When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health by revving up your metabolism, through rebuilding lean muscle tissue, through overall helping decrease cravings.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving?
We've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free.
Check it all out, toploss.com. And don't forget, when you check out, use the discount code Doug for benefits, among other things, not having to pay for shipping. That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 23 after the hour, here on the Talk Radio Countdown, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is about the business of talking to you about what they have gleaned, their reports that you can read every week at talkers.com. Also, we have the lists at gooddayshow.com. The whole business of, I'm feeling like we need to spend a little more time on Israel, if you don't mind, Michael. There's a poll that has been released late in the week as we do this program, which shows something. And maybe it sounds arrogant to some people who don't agree with me and or you. And I don't say that even you and I need to. We don't have to agree. We're talking about things that are on the minds of people who are listening to these radio programs discussing the issues of the day. So the fact that there's a poll that's been released that shows that more people in our country favor a ceasefire now than support Israel's position in the war. I don't mind the idea of a ceasefire, but to have people say that Israel is basically wrong at this point, is that something that is born out of ignorance or out of intelligent, intellectual, stimulating information that's real?
Well, your question is a disguised question. You're asking me, is Israel wrong?
Manner speaking, you and I don't. I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I don't think
you
did.
But that's the question. The question you asked is Israel wrong? You said, you know, is Israel
help yourself.
Wrong? Or is,
huh? Yeah.
And I mean, everybody is wrong when it comes to killing people.
Some of it
is justified. Sometimes we're justified in doing what's wrong. But it's still wrong. War is wrong.
Yes.
You got to build it from that premise.
Yeah, I always can count on you to bring out the intellectually stimulating and well-rounded approach. And I don't mean that as a kissy face. It just is you put things. I may, because I'm more guttural sometimes, I'm more emotional. I don't always look at all. So I just feel my impulse as an empath brings me around to being annoyed at this stuff.
Well,
whereas
what
you're
it comes
looking
down
at
to is emotionalism is what's going to cause our extinction. It's not a matter that I'm not emotional. I'm very emotional, but I try not to use this megaphone, this platform, this power, whatever it is, a lot or a little, to incite other people's emotions when the ultimate result of it is death and destruction. And with nuclear capability, unleashed emotionalism is a very dangerous thing. So, the question is Israel wrong? Are the Palestinians wrong? Is Hamas wrong? You know, is Trump wrong? Is Biden wrong? You know, who's right? Who's wrong?
The answer is yes.
Everybody's wrong. Yeah, That's why I said earlier, human beings are obnoxious. It's our nature. We have to go deeper into our nature, or these conversations about who's right and who's wrong will go on forever. But as our technology becomes increasingly advanced and our ability to destroy each other becomes easier to enact, then we have to look at it from a number of angles and try to curtail growing emotionalism and hostility. So Israel is justified in what they're doing, but that what they're doing is not something that we should just go, yeah, wipe them out.
Yeah. All right. More hostility on the radio here coming up as we continue on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Residents of Iceland are grappling with the imminent eruption of a volcano. A fissure in the earth has started spreading through the small town of Grindavik, and numerous earthquakes have been documented. All 3,800 residents have been compelled to evacuate. President Biden sat down with the President of Mexico Friday during a bilateral meeting in San Francisco.
Nothing is beyond our reach, in my view. I really mean it. When Mexico and the United States stand together and work together, as we've been doing.
Biden said the two nations are working together to tackle long-standing migration issues and combat the trafficking of fentanyl. The Thanksgiving travel season kicked off Friday, and it's anticipated to be one of the busiest in history. AAA projects that over 55 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more for Thanksgiving this year. That marks a slightly over 2% increase from last year. The forecast ranks as the third highest for the holiday since 2000. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, it's now 34 after the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, we're pretty serious because there are a lot of serious things that need to be addressed here this week. So I'm going to continue in that vein. I have in front of me the stock market review for this week, and it closed up. And the S&P was up, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up, and the NASDAQ was up. Jobless claims were higher than they usually have been for the past year or two. And all of this sort of brings us around to looking at the number 9 issue this week on the countdown. Again, this list is prepared by Talkers Magazine for our weekly review. You can find it at talkers.com and also at gooddayshow.com. With the analysis paralysis that sometimes we get involved in, the practical side of this is people want to know how it's going to affect the fact they didn't raise the rate, how that's going to affect us. And what I found out in discussions this week on the air, Michael, is a 50-50 chance we could have a recession or not. If we have one, it'll be mild, but things will be determined by how retail does for Christmas, which seems like a can of worms, but isn't it interesting even how the economy works?
Well, the more retail does for Christmas, the more debt people get into on their credit cards. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Haven't you noticed that, actually for all time, but let's just say since the pandemic began, none of the forecasts and none of the analysis really holds true when it comes to the economy. Mm-hmm. I mean, where's the recession that we were in?
where is the recession?
We haven't had it. That's the point. Yeah.
And then what about people quitting en masse from their jobs and not being able to find enough workers? I don't know. You have to just roll your eyes and shrug your shoulders and say, maybe we're all being experts at something we don't know a damn thing about.
Well, there also is the hype that's given to events like the strike, General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, and the fact that it's over and what the labor contract has in it. Is it going to improve their lot in life, and how might that trickle down on the bargaining for other unions? That kind of stuff, which affects the interest, I mean, it does affect interest rates, but also inflation. You know, if you give somebody a 4 or 5% raise, is that going to, if inflation isn't at 4 or 5%, which it isn't now, it's about 3%, is this going to contribute to inflation? They don't think about that. They think about how much more money they have to spend, right? Isn't that how it works?
Well, that's certainly true, but inflation is one of those ambiguous terms. You know, 3% means it's that prices are going up at the rate of 3% per whatever the period of measurement is.
It doesn't mean they're coming
down 3%.
No.
So if you have 8% inflation and then you have 3% inflation, it doesn't mean that the prices have come down 5%. It means that the rise is less. So people who expect prices to suddenly start dropping, that's called deflation. And there's a very big difference between deflation and a slowdown in the rise of inflation. But
right.
That's never explained. So these numbers are, they're fodder for back to the conversation we always have about scams. They're fodder for scams. The press, the media, the banks, the stores take advantage of people's ignorance on this. It's like the war stuff we talk about. It's very complicated, and the experts are very good at telling you why things happened, but very seldom are right about what's going to happen. Otherwise, we'd all be very wealthy.
The weather.
Millionaires.
The perfect example of that is meteorology, too, as far as predictions hard to do, unless you're somebody who is the great predictor, Kreskin, right? Wasn't Kreskin...
Kreskin's our buddy. He's a mind reader. The great predictor was Nostradamus.
That's right. Yep. And the Kali Yuga world cycles and all that stuff. All right. So let's to cap this conversation. I just Googled mortgage rates for this week, and for we enter the fourth consecutive week that the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage has gone down. It was. Let's see here. At the height of mortgage rate, it was about 2 points higher than this. Some people were paying 9+% for mortgages, down to 7.4% now. And that's off, a couple of points from where it was 5 weeks ago when it was at its highest. So that's got to be a good sign. Frankly.
Yeah, I guess. It means that more people will be able to get into debt, and therefore the economy will become more active.
There we go. That's it. It's all about debt.
George W. Bush said, don't worry about anything. Go shopping.
Right. That's it.
But stay out of debt.
The decider. All right. So let me talk about former President Bush. Let's get into the presidential sweepstakes, shall we? If you look at the list this week, we have number six here. The presidential race, Nikki Haley seems to be smelling like a rose. DeSantis doesn't look good. Ramaswamy looks worse. And then there's, of course, the unmentioned Donald Trump. Joe Manchin, who this week said he wasn't going to run for re-election to the Senate, mostly because he can't win, says I'm going to run for president or maybe vice president, or at least that's the talk. He says if Donald Trump wins the presidency next year, he will destroy our democracy. And that's an interesting statement. I don't know whether it's arguable. If you're a Trumper, you probably think that's outrageous. And if you aren't a Trumper, you think, yeah, I'll subscribe to that. He will destroy democracy. So that's this political season, lots of rhetoric. Nikki Haley called Ramaswamy not a thug.
Scum.
Slime, yeah. Scum.
Not slime. No.
Scum.
No.
Right.
Scum. Right.
Yeah.
Slime is the other guy. That's Sanders.
That's right. So. That's our first laugh we've had this whole program.
You've got to get your pejoratives in.
That's right. Yeah, you got to find out the right slimer and the right scummer. Scumbag, whoever it is.
I like that. Anyway. She said, don't you mention my daughter's name in your voice. I never heard that expression before. Maybe I'm behind the times. But,
but she's...
she's cool.
People are paying attention to what she's saying. And DeSantis looks like a boob, but in my mind, he's always looked like a boob. So here we have, and Trump says nothing about him. I mean, in terms of the election, he's too busy making fun of the judge or talking when the judge says, don't talk, and he says, eh, screw you, I'm going to talk about it. That's Trump.
And well, it's hard to stop him, and you know he's going through his things. But I personally think we are seeing the slow and miserable decline of Donald Trump, who, if he lives long and prospers, he's going to have a very sad old age.
Yeah, it is sad.
Yeah,
and then it's
sad for him.
No, I think it's sad for. I don't know, his family.
Well, you feel sorry for Donald Trump?
I don't know if I'd use the word sorry for him. I know people like him who aren't able to control themselves, basically. And so people who are not well educated, I mean, that's not the right word, but who don't understand.
People can't control themselves that are not well educated. That's sad.
No.
About Trump.
You always like to take
this. Let's
do one word at a time here. The fact that Trump is as he is, the fact that he can't really, he's got a kind of a social, not a disease, but he can't, whether he's an idiot savant or whether he's got ADHD, whatever the heck it is, he cannot stop himself, and his children keep telling him to stop it, and he ignores them and everybody else around him because I don't think he can control himself, frankly.
Yeah, he used one word this past week that I think is the turning point and is the end of Trump, and the word was vermin. He used the word vermin. He described his political opponents as vermin, which is right out of the lexicon of Adolf Hitler, and that I think is the turning point.
I think you're right. I think there's so much, and look at these other people. Who are this woman who's a congresswoman, and what she says about Jews and Israel and that stuff. What have we wrought upon ourselves that we have these kinds of people representing? Does she really represent her district and their thinking, or is she just representing herself? You got enough money to win because people recognized her name. You know, that's the kind of stuff that's going on. There's way too much of that in my mind, anyway. It's crazy.
I detect you're facing. I can hear your wheels turning. You're facing the complexity and the utter despair of what we're dealing with. Utter despair. But in terms of Trump, Trump's not entitled to be the king or the president. That's the way you know. You said you
got to earn it.
I know people like him who can't control themselves. Do you want somebody who can't control himself?
Be president?
To be the president?
No, thank you.
Is he entitled to the presidency? Is he our uncle or our grandfather or our child who we put up with all of their BS because they're our relative?
Right.
What makes him entitled to be what he is?
Good question. Yep, good question. I'll just end this conversation because we want to talk about what's going on with the Michael Harrison interview in a moment. But I think the rise in RFK and the people who are trying to tear him down because they recognize how much of an impact he has already, and if he continues to show the signs of strength that he has shown to this point, whether it's because of him and him being good leadership potential, or is he just a good alternative to the other two guys, that neither of whom are actually good leaders or would be good leaders. It's interesting to see if Manchin and Kennedy get together. But there's a lot of stuff being said about Kennedy by his family that's not true. Anyway, go ahead, Michael.
Well, Manchin and Kennedy are very different, so they could not get together. But I don't think it's a given that we're going to see Donald Trump versus Joe Biden run for president.
Yeah. And, can happen in the next year, man.
Yeah. And,
that's for sure.
I don't know. I don't think Kennedy is going to go very far, but I do think Manchin could play a role in this whole situation.
Interesting. Yeah. He's a refined, sophisticated politician for sure. 800-419-3684, the number to call if you want to have 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas without having to pay for it. This is legit kind of fun. This spot is running on stations all around the country, and literally tens of thousands of people have taken advantage of this. There's no hitch to it. You don't have to do anything but pick up the phone and call. You don't have to buy anything. Just dial 800-419-3684 for two free nights in Las Vegas.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the inner sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to. But it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right. So what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now. So when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here, reporting on the stories from Talkers Magazine for this past week. Big stories, the top 10, if you will, and the people list as well. Let's start with the story list at number 10, the ethics code at the Supreme Court. At number 9, the economy and the Fed. At number 8, the investigation into the corruption of George Santos. Let's see, number 7 is the situation on the border and crime, critical information that's come out this week. Presidential race number 6, the Trump situations, I say that plural, legal situation number 5, the funding bill that was passed by the legislative process number 4, the meeting between the President of the United States and the President of China, the anti-Semitism around all the protesting of the war and the war itself in the Middle East is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, here we are at 48 after the hour on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Last week we talked about Stephen J.J. Wiseman being on the Michael Harrison podcast. The interview, mhinterview.com, is where you find it. Even more appropriate to talk about it now because he has testified before Congress and he's coming up in a few minutes. So we want to give us a few more takeaways from your conversation.
Yeah, what we did is we kept it as our current podcast for an extra week. It's that powerful and informative and valuable, a podcast conversation with attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is the legal correspondent of this program, of your show. He's the legal editor of Talkers, and he talks all about a variety of scams, including ransomware, mhinterview.com. And folks, stick around after the break. Steve Wiseman will be here talking about his appearance before the Senate Select Committee on Aging and Scams for the Elderly. So he's a big player in all of our worlds, and we're very proud of him.
Yep. You know, we didn't talk about the various investigations into politicians like Eric Adams in New York. This is not going to go away. The fact that George Santos is up to his Mickey in investigating. Let's look at all the investigations. Biden. The Trump investigation. Eric Adams is being investigated. George Santos, you and I are the only ones not being investigated.
Right.
Amazing.
Isn't it great to be obscure?
It is. Thank you for that. And we're in the media business. All right, 10 before the hour here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. And in his usual spot at this very moment in our countdown each week is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is an extremely, say it again, Doug, is an extremely qualified overviewer of the legal system. I'm talking like a lawyer now so I don't get sued. Steve is one of our great friends here on the program, and not only does he have a great overview of what's going on legally as it applies to some of the stories each week in Talkers, but he's the head of Scamicide.com, a website which informs people about danger, the danger zone and scams. You testified this week before Congress with a focus on that very thing. How did it go?
It went very well. It was on Thursday. I went before the Senate Select Committee on Aging, and the issue was not just scams and the elderly who are, you know, particularly vulnerable, but that whole thing which we've talked about before of artificial intelligence and how that is being used to scam seniors and make these scams even more believable, like the emergency or grandparent scam that you get in the middle of the night, you know, supposedly from your child or grandchild, I'm in trouble, don't tell mom or dad, you need to wire me money or send gift cards or credit cards. And of course now, with just 30 seconds of audio that the scammers can get off of a TikTok video or YouTube or any social media where the child or grandchild post something, they can quite readily, very simply, without a lot of sophistication required, use this voice cloning software to make it sound just like that person. So between that and new spear phishing, so, you know, before you would get, and we've talked about this before, you get the call supposedly from the IRS with some incredibly, you know, heavy accent, foreign accent. Now, through the AI, the accent can sound, you know, perfectly like good old American IRS agents.
So what are we doing to ourselves, I suppose, is one of the questions. We seem to be destroying the fabric of our society one day at a time, and we're using these things. So people herald the advent of AI and how great it's going to be for everything. I haven't seen anything that AI has done other than perhaps the use of it in hospitals for operations that have proven successful. But in the main, AI is a curse as far as I can see. Am I right or wrong?
You know, you're close. You know, it's kind of a gray area in the sense that right now, I would say, as far as the world of being able to be used to scam and harm people, that the bad guys have picked up on it a little bit more than the good guys. However, there is AI being developed that can not in machine learning. So not only can they recognize the scam, but they can actually predict trends. And this in certain kinds of spear phishing or robocalls. And so the future of AI being used as defense is looking brighter. But at the moment, the lead seems to be with the negative uses, I must admit.
All right. So where do people, if they care to watch the proceedings and see you doing the testimony, can they go someplace to a website or something? Can they go to Scamicide to see this? Where can
It will be up on Scamicide.com. Also can go to the Senate Select Committee on Aging. But it definitely will be on Scamicide, and you can learn some things there about being able to protect yourselves from scams.
I saw in Pennsylvania officials this week warning about more scamming, taking reservation payments for a fake farm show. I did this on my American Family Farmer program, and we have a food, farm, and family segment on the Good Day program. Officials warning businesses, mostly farmers, of scammers who are soliciting reservations and payments for a fake farm show. The Winter Farm Expo at the Pennsylvania Farm Show doesn't exist, and yet people are being solicited. This is very clever and creative in a whole new different area where, you know, you wouldn't expect this kind of thing to happen, right? So what do people do?
Yeah, and that's the key, Doug. It's in the places that you would least expect it. And, you know, one of the things is that we see a lot is affinity fraud, where someone shares a similar interest as you do. You trust them. And, of course, my motto is, trust me, you can't trust anyone, and you end up being scammed. So anytime you're going to make a reservation, pay something, give personal information on it, click on a link, you've got to confirm it's legit. These days, it's a zero-trust model, unfortunately.
Yep. All right, there it is, the headlines from this week. Steve's involvement in the whole business of scams, very important consideration here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.